Good morning, everyone. I'm Woody Gottberg with a look at your news here on KLAM. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds made a campaign swing through western Iowa yesterday in her bid for a second full term in office. Reynolds spoke to a large group of supporters at the Wheelhouse in Sioux City, thanking them and the people of Iowa for making the state a great place to live.
Every day I am in awe of Iowans, of your spirit, of your kindness, and of your generosity. It is an amazing honor to serve as the governor of this great state and to really stand alongside each and every one of you. And I said stand alongside of you in our defense of life, liberty, of freedom, and of a constitution that protects those rights.
Speaking with reporters afterwards, Reynolds looked back on the two-year anniversary of COVID and shutting down schools as a precaution. She says in retrospect, knowing what we know now, she would have acted differently.
You know, I've said over and over that if I would have known then what I know now, I certainly wouldn't have closed schools for the last month that was left for that year. We've learned what transmits it, you know, we just learned a lot. And so, you know, that was one of the things that I would have done differently.
Reynolds credits the people of Iowa for the state coming out of the pandemic as well as they have.
The first thing we did was started opening businesses back up and really putting our trust in Iowans. And that is if the one takeaway that I have, it's that, and it worked. If you believe in Iowans, put your faith in Iowans, believe me, they will come through. I've talked a lot about that. It's how we kept our businesses open. It's how we kept Iowans employed. It's how we kept our kids in school. It's why we removed the mask, we banned mask mandates. I mean, all of those things have had such an impact.
Ann Reynolds says she's excited about opportunities for the state that lie ahead. Well, Republicans on an Iowa Senate committee plan to make changes in Iowa's bottle bill. Their plan would triple the amount of deposit fees that go to redemption centers that accept empties and pay back the nickel deposits on cans and bottles. Democrats say the entire package of changes will crush the bottle bill. Republican Senator Jason Schultz of Schleswig says it's time to stop waiting for grocers and beverage distributors to come up with a compromise. If the bill becomes law, beverage distributors would maintain mobile trailers that accept empties, and the state's beer excise tax would be reduced next year. The bill also says grocery stores should quit taking back cans and bottles in 2023. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst is leading a bipartisan delegation of nine of her colleagues on a trip to Poland and Germany this weekend. The senators issued a joint statement before leaving, saying the visit proves the U.S. Senate stands united in support for Ukraine. The Iowa Republican says the group will have the opportunity to learn more about the U.S. and NATO response through discussions with top military leaders. That will help them learn how Congress can support the Ukrainian people and NATO allies. Due to security concerns, no further details about the trip were being released. And a campaign's underway to raise money to ship much-needed emergency supplies to help people in Iowa's sister state of Tchaikovsky Oblast in Ukraine. Carla Weilbrenner McCollum, executive director of Iowa Sister States, says she's been in contact with her counterparts in that war-torn nation, and she's urging Iowans to come to their aid.
Our goal is starting out at $20,000. We hope to raise that. We will purchase gloves, first aid kits, socks. They sent a list of items that they need, sleeping bags, those types of things that they need. We found a shipping company that will guarantee that we can get that directly to the government of Tchaikovsky.
And located in central Ukraine, Tchaikovsky is rural and mostly agricultural. Many farmers grow corn and winter wheat. While Brenner McCollum says the people there are fearful and prepared to evacuate if necessary, but for now are hunkering down.
They do hear air raid sirens more and more often. They are hiding in cellars and bomb shelters. But the situation in Tchaikovsky and the region is controlled due to the armed forces of Ukraine.
And the funds will be going to help meet the immediate and practical needs of the people there. And she trusts generous Iowans will continue showing support in these difficult times.
Many of our sister states, we've come to the aid of since 1960 with the hog lift to Japan. And then again, throughout time when either our sister states, we have met their needs or they have met our needs. Japan came to our need in the 1993 flood. And that's one of the great things about these sister state relationships is it is a bond that we have with them.
Tchaikovsky has been a sister state of Iowa since 1996, and to donate, visit www.iowasisterstates.org. And restaurants in Sac City and Harlan are finalists for this year's Best Burger in Iowa contest. Iowans submitted nominations the past month, and two Western Iowa restaurants made the top 10 finalist list. The Cattleman Steakhouse of Sac City and Victoria Station in Harlan were chosen to qualify. The burger must be 100% real beef patty served on a bun or bread product. Burgers may include any combination of condiments, sauces, cheeses, or toppings. The Iowa Beef Industry Council had more than 5,400 votes from 265 cities and towns across Iowa. That's a look at your news. I'm Woody Gottberg reporting here on KLEM.